Hi everyone, it's Kesonga. Just a reminder that you can listen to all of our podcasts ad-free on the Headspace app.
My dad and I recently decided to do regular phone calls to make the whole keeping up process simpler. The other night, he asked how this podcast is going, the one you're getting a taste of now. I told him it's made me remember a warning he once told me. He heard it when he was a kid in India. He told it to me years later when I was an adult in America. It goes, "If you disturb someone while they're sleeping, you'll be reborn as a mosquito."
Mosquitoes upset your sleep, you know. So when you're sleeping, mosquitoes come and bother you. So if you're that type of person, then you'll become a mosquito. That's at least what we were told as kids.
Like that type of person, meaning what?
Somebody who disturbs sleep.
Which is essentially like a very wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be born as a mosquito, I guess. That becomes the main trait of the person. One who disturbs sleep. Definition, mosquito. That's it.
I mean, this stuck with me when you told me because I have bothered people while they're sleeping or woken them up.
Yeah.
I realized after you told me that, like, how
it's
selfish
not a good thing
that
to
is.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like a sacred thing to be sleeping.
People like to be asleep. They don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Guilty. I've been a mosquito too. I didn't really want to explain the details to my dad, but there have been nights where someone's been in my bed, and the urge comes to wake this person out of loneliness, selfishness. Those relationships ended. Am I a blood-sucking insect who deserves to be squashed? I'm Malika Rao. I'm a writer, and I love stories. And this mosquito story, legend, saying, whatever you want to call it, did two things for me. It made me see how sacred sleep is, and it helped me process memories about past romances. Stories can make sense of messy topics, and sleep is one of the messiest. Americans spend billions of dollars annually on products and drugs just to do something we're all wired to do. Race and class complicate the picture. And the stakes are high. How well you sleep can determine how long you live. But there's something to be said for not sleeping, too. The bed, the night, these are spaces where bonds form, where learning takes place, where relationships and ideas can come to life or die. For this podcast, I've found 7 real stories about real people. These stories explore sleep in ways you haven't heard before.
For all of us who are immigrant kids, like going for sleepovers, it was like a new thing. Like, I don't think our parents had any experience with them.
I do think it can be comforting in a way to recognize that some of the things that we are told are hard and fast rules. They're social agreements rather than biological dictates.
Sleep is like a cat. The more you chase it, the more it runs away from you. And it's just so true. Like, as soon as you stop fighting and just let go, that's when sleep comes back.
Together, the stories might shed some light on an act a lot of us are in the dark about. From Headspace Studios and Spoke Media, this is Hibernation, coming this June. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and wherever podcasts can be found.